Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit. I wanted to clear my throat like as soon as the intro began, I thought I'd wait. We're the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Yeah, what's going on, Nelson?
The new way we introduce the show. Yes, we are ready to just speak.
Disgusting, phlegmy noises is the first thing you're going to hear.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't lose us any listeners.
It might. It's a risk. But, you know, maybe it pays dividends.
I think, look, if they can get through this, they can get through our blackboard scratching segment. Cambo, let's be honest with the listeners.
Yep.
We want to get through this episode pretty damn quickly.
Bloody snappy, mate.
Yeah, as fast as we can.
Yeah, okay, a little insight to our lives. We both need to go to bed. I know you think of us as kind of like podcasting rock stars.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have a pretty strict 9:30 bedtime that I know I'm not going to meet.
Yeah.
And that's freaking me out.
Yeah. Well, I was meant to be in bed 2 hours and 15 minutes ago, so... Not looking good.
Yes, let's get straight into shower thoughts.
That's right. But legit, I'm ready to go straight into Reddit.
Let's do it.
I'm betting we're going under an hour.
Okay.
It's my bet. Oh. All right, here we go. Do you think the listeners feel a little bit cheated, maybe?
Hey, free, what do you want from this? We've almost given you 100 over, like, hour-plus episodes.
Yeah.
Give this one to us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Nelson, go.
Wait, also, okay, you brought it up. Yeah. It's our 100th next week.
Yeah.
And I know previously, like last week or the week before, we spoke about not having a 100th.
Yeah.
I legit think that we should maybe just delay our 100th just by like a couple of weeks. I'm not ready for it. We feel like we should do something, but we haven't organized anything at all.
Yeah.
I am literally going to be up at 2 a.m. every morning this week. Mm. And going to bed at like 5 p.m. I have no time to organize anything.
I'm also busy.
Yeah. Well, you do nothing to the show, Cambo. We know this, okay? We're
busy boys. Yeah. Too busy for this.
So I'm going to say that we'll just look. It'll be in 101st episode next week.
Yeah.
And
don't feel cheated. Don't you dare feel cheated.
Look, okay, I know we said just give us this episode as like a gimme, but also next week as well when we don't do the 100th, we'd also appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you
got off our backs about it.
Get off our backs, Mom. Okay. So let's get into Reddit on Reddit. This first one is by. It was in the subreddit. To me IRL for me IRL, which is to me in real life for me in real life.
Yeah.
I don't really understand this subreddit, but
is it just self advice?
No, it's like kind of. I think it's like when you see something on the internet that's kind of like dumb, but it's like that's like me.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Like a person sitting on the couch eating cookies by themselves.
And it says, like, this is Nelson.
And
like, that is me.
For real. I don't know, anyway. Look, I don't know Reddit. It is by...
What's the 100 episodes in?
Yeah.
You finally admit you don't know Reddit.
I'm really hoping the 100th will be the cracker. Okay, this is by Erledigeth. I'm going to leave that. Okay, this is a screenshot of Yahoo Answers.
Okay.
And it said, how do I put myself into a coma without killing myself and without permanent brain damage? My life sucks and I would commit suicide, but I think I want to wake up later. I don't really want to die. I have a roommate, so they would find. That's what it says.
Okay.
They'd find.
They would find.
Update. Lol, I don't want to die. I want to go to sleep for like a month. Update number two. To all you idiots incapable of literacy, I didn't ask how to improve my current circumstances. I asked how to induce a coma.
Idiots.
Not even
what are they trying to help me for?
Not even paying attention to the question.
Oh, it'll be all right. Fuck you, it'll be all right. That's not what I asked.
It's such a strange... thing.
Like, but this is what I love most about Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
You can think you've got the dumbest question in the world, but somebody's asked it.
Somebody's got it. Somebody's got it.
Yeah. You could be like, what is an orange made of?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's a dumb thing to ask. What's it made of? And you'll be like, oh, I'm going to feel like an idiot. So you Google what's an orange made of. And the top result is always Yahoo Answers.
Somebody's got that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a very good point. Presumably, the person who posted this to Reddit was searching, how do I induce a coma? Yeah,
there's a good point. Yeah. What's who was it?
It was a difficult name.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Difficult name.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not even going to attempt it again.
No, but normally we message people that we've used their stuff.
Yeah.
When you message this person, can you just ask if they're all right?
Yeah, okay. I might say, if you're reading this in 2025, when you wake up from your coma, we put you in an episode of our podcast. We're probably really famous right now.
I wish you'd explain. Podcasts were an entertainment system.
Yeah.
That were big for like, I don't know, 15 years. They'll be very niche now. Yeah. Here's a link to iTunes. Okay, iTunes was a platform.
But you know what? Look, that person was obviously... I like the unique way of tackling depression.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, let's just delay this a little bit.
If you could do,
but
like, actually, like you could choose to go into a coma. Would there ever be a circumstance in which you would choose to go into a coma? So say you, like, there's something that was going to be released that
wanted. Yeah. See, Cameron, this is exactly why I chose this one.
Oh, right.
Because to be honest, I like the idea of a self-induced coma to just sort of, it's like a time machine, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, just skip ahead a little bit. In fact,
it's true. Yeah,
I've had the conversation with you before. Mm-hmm. I'll be real disappointed if I die before the Marvel movies come out.
Yeah,
and I think that. So, if it gets to a point, let's say Marvel just continues to grow, continues to do movies, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna start to get old at a point.
Yeah.
I think I just kind of want to.
Do you think the Marvel movies will outlive you?
I think they might outlive me.
Right.
It's a possibility I'm throwing out there. Mm-hmm. So I want to just sort of. Maybe when I'm in like 50s, in my 50s, which is still kind of young.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get into a coma. and then just sort of ask somebody to wake me up every time a Marvel movie is released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And I'll just watch that.
Yeah.
And then bam, straight back into the coma again.
The thing is, and I don't know what kind of a toll going in and out of a coma has on a person, but I think it would be somewhat unnatural to keep going in and out of a coma, maybe because your body is dormant for a long period of time.
I would have no muscle mass.
The problem is, or maybe this is a benefit, I don't know, is Marvel movies are coming out more and more frequently. So they'd be unwaking you every couple of months, like, Nelson, get up, there's another one. Captain Marvel's out, all right, back to sleep. Avengers is out. Whether that constant being woken up is good for your body or bad for your body.
Well, okay, here's the thing though. I like Marvel films, but I don't feel as though you need to have a great intellect to enjoy them. So if I'm getting some sort of like mental distortion to my brain.
No, I was thinking like physical distortion.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I could be in a bed and watch a movie.
True. You watch a movie from a chair, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I need no like really, so long as my eyes are working.
Here's what would be genius about this.
My ears?
Right? What you do every time. You think, you know what? I'm going to put myself into a coma for like 2 years.
Yep.
And I'm going to go wake up and watch whatever Marvel films are out. I'm going to catch up.
Yep.
So you just put like $1,000 into like a compounding interest account.
Yeah.
And just earn money while you're asleep. Because those things make money the less you touch them.
Hopefully you don't have to spend money on medical expenses to, stay alive while you're in the coma.
But you could probably make that a zero sum with your compound interest.
Yeah, maybe.
You wake up and you're like, well, I put that $1,000 in. That covers all my costs with inflation.
Yeah, okay. I did realize that one of the flaws to this plan is I am assuming that if I do go into a coma, I kind of go into this state of being immortal.
Don't age.
I can go into a coma at 50, wake up another 100 years later, and I'm still 50. Mm. I realize that's a bit of a flaw in the plan.
What you want is to be frozen in time.
Yeah. Or, okay, yeah, so frozen in time, but you know what? There's still the benefit of, like, if I really, really wanted to, like, there's a game coming out called Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep.
It's going to be great. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. How long are we talking? How long does this come have to be?
Well, the game comes out like 2 months.
All right, yeah. Pop it a quick coma.
Quick, just a quickie coma.
Yeah. Do you want me to wake you up? Because I think the new Spider-Man games comes up soon. Are you interested in that? Do you want me to wake you up for a quick game?
I do. They come out around the same time. Okay, so right. Wait till the latter releases. Right.
And yeah, then, both at once. Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
I'm efficient with my comas, if nothing else. I've thought this through. Uh-huh. Boy, my finances are in the tank, but I know how to program a coma. Let me tell you. look, time travel seems like a great thing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. This isn't that, but but yes, I agree.
Okay. Well, Camber, let's... No dilly-dallying. Today, let's get into Today I Learned.
So now, it's time for... Today I Learned.
What's the intro to that? Another theme song. Let's bloody get into it. We don't have time for the theme song.
Ah, yes. I appreciate that. God, so I'm so glad we made the Ask Reddit one so quick. it's finally paid off. Okay. Oh, God. This one is from IlkaCuff80. Today I learned the CEO of Charles Schwab often conducts interviews over breakfast, asking the cook ahead of time to slightly mess up the candidate's order. He judges their reaction as a test of their character.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, bit sneaky, bit on the sly.
I've never heard of that company.
Do you know what? I was really annoyed at. As soon as I read this, in my head, I was like, oh, shit, I was meant to research what that was. Because it kind of can make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, if it's a breakfast place. If it's a breakfast
place. It's like, yeah, I feel like you need to have respect for, like, the employees and stuff.
Or is it a bank? I don't know. I don't know, but it does make a difference. One thing could potentially change our opinion.
Yeah. Because, like, maybe it's like an accounting job where you have to be really diligent and pick up on like minor errors, you know?
Okay.
So maybe it's like it could be like a small change to the meal where it's like you got sourdough bread instead of regular bread.
That's true. Yeah. I think let's assume it's just based on if you're the kind of person that would make a big deal of this. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. An arsehole. Yeah.
I was wondering about the reactions that this guy might get.
Yeah.
In fact, okay, funnily enough, this is another Reddit on Reddit that I read, and I can't remember what it's from, so I'm going to recount the story in a really half-hearted way. there was these guys who were hiring, and they went to hire someone who... They had to choose between two candidates, right? And it was like a professor position.
Yep.
And they said they were both really evenly matched, so they decided to take them to dinner, and that would kind of just be the final thing.
Sure.
One guy, they have dinner with him. Everything's nice. Lovely guy. Really good sort of night. But at the end of the meal, he picked up his plate and licked it clean. Licked it completely clean.
He's hungry for the job now.
And they're, they're like, that's true. It could have been like a professor teaching cleanliness. that doesn't sound right. Anyway, and then they had the second person come in the next night, and they're like, look, this guy's basically got it. Like, he can't F this up. And at the end, they say, again, everything went fine. And then at the end, they said, do you have any questions for us? And he said, yeah, what's your policy on teacher-student relationships?
Oh, no!
And apparently one of the professor's guys afterwards said, looks like we're going with the plate licker.
Yeah, it's hard to make a plate licker look good.
Yeah.
And look, there's nothing wrong in the comfort of your own home, laying on the couch, licking a plate.
Yeah, right?
But in a professional setting.
No, I don't think I ever... I don't think I've ever licked my plate.
Neither do I. I don't lick plates either.
Yeah.
But if I saw, someone... Like, say, I don't know, we were at home together and you just had a pasta that you fucking loved.
Yeah.
And you licked the plate, I'd be like, all right.
If I had a sprinkle of cocaine in my pasta, for example, I might want to lick that clean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's expensive. You know, on the same wavelength here. I like it.
Yeah. No, but so the point of that story, I guess, was that to me, like, I would just never ever be an asshole, I guess, if my order was wrong.
Yeah.
But there's people out there that are so confident to like lick their plate clean in front of other people that they don't know and think that's normal, that there's probably people out there that they think going apeshit at like an attendant for, you know, that gets their food wrong is equally as normal or something.
I reckon that this licking the plate was a tactic. Yeah. It's memorable, but also if they ever go, "Why did you lick the plate?" You go, "I finished all tasks 100%, sir." That's it. Like, I
mean, that would be good if he said it like, yeah, like straight up. Because you know,
the classic.
It would be, sorry, I'm just thinking because it'd be awkward if you've like licked the plate, ready for this question, yeah, like, "Oh my god, why did you lick that plate?"
Do you have any questions about that?
Yeah, and they just don't say anything, and you're like, "Oh, should I bring this one liner up? Should I tell them that it was because I do things 100%?"
Yeah,
oh, I don't know. Too much time has passed now.
He's just sitting awkward there, and he goes, "What was that? Did you ask why I licked it?"
Yeah. They're like, no, that's fine, I guess. No, no worries.
Because the classic joke in a job interview is always, you know, if you got a little thing of water and you fill it up just a little bit too much, and you go, "Oops, sorry, always give 110%. Like, that's the yeah, little job interview
classic
joke.
Right? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Try it next interview.
Do you know? Okay, I will. I have a feeling it won't go down as well as it sounds.
No,
but
I think it's a better joke than it is a tactic.
Yeah. If I don't think I'm going to get the joke anyway, I might give it a whirl. May as well. I was thinking, you know, because I've heard that the best meal to get while and at a like business meeting or something is gnocchi.
Okay.
Because it's like sort of professional meal, right? You're not getting you're not getting like fish and chips,
right?
But
it's got some. It's a little distinguished.
Yeah, it's a little distinguished, but also not very messy to eat because they're just kind of little balls, pick them up. Is it? So there's my life pro tip. So maybe.
But what about at a breakfast? You don't have a gnocchi for breakfast.
If they didn't serve me gnocchi, I would get so angry. It wouldn't even get to the wrong order bit. They'd be like, "Oh, what can I give you?" I'd be like, "I'll have the gnocchi." "Oh, sorry, it's only breakfast."
"And you what?" That table would be upside down.
Yeah. I'm in a business interview here again. You're ruining my chances.
You're going to fuck this up for me. I swear to God, if I don't get it, I'm going to come back and fucking kill you.
Oh, that's a good way to get a job. Threaten to kill someone if you don't get the job. Mm.
But not to the boss, loudly in front of the boss.
Because
you don't want to be threatening your boss.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who called the cops?
Okay, well, let's move on to another one. No, we're still in there. No, we can't move on that fast. Okay, we're still good.
Okay.
I've reintroduced you.
Okay. This Today I Learned is by PP0787.
Okay.
Today I learned about the IKEA effect, which is a cognitive bias in which consumers place a disproportionately high value on products they partially created.
Mm, I've heard about this, yeah.
Mm.
The idea being IKEA could give you a fully completed couch.
Yeah.
They have that ability.
Yeah.
But the idea is if you have in some way help with it, you feel ownership.
Yeah.
You go, "Oh, you know, I built that cabinet." You didn't.
Yeah.
Some Swedish man built that cabinet.
Yeah. You did the adult equivalent of Lego.
Yeah, kind of, you
did.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what their theory is on always undelivering the amount of screws in a box. I wonder what the psyche is there. Mm.
Make,
you know,
it's make like come back to IKEA.
It's like, well, yeah, I think possibly because I think I'm pretty sure in most cases you do. I know my sister had that literal problem. It was like it was missing a part, and they were like, "Well, we can't really do anything for you. You have to like come in," and it took a really long process.
Mm. I bet you she got a bloody coffee as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably got hot dogs. They're like $2.
No, they're a dollar now.
A dollar.
It's my favorite part of IKEA.
I've been getting ripped off.
I had to go to IKEA recently And the whole time, because I didn't care about what this person was getting, was they were getting like a TV unit or something. I don't care. But the whole time, I'm like, you just wait to the end when I get a hot dog. Just wait to the end when I get a hot dog.
Yeah, if you can get to the fucking end, Camper. Yeah, I know. That is like the problem. I feel like a rat in the maze because I'm the same as you. Like, I don't really want to go to IKEA, but I'll go there for the hot dogs.
Right.
But then I've literally put myself in the place of a rat trying to get to its reward. Yeah, yeah. Like, there is no... But
in my head, I kept repeating, going to get a hot dog at the end. Going to get a hot dog. Just going to be $1.
Yeah.
One hot dog. Yeah. $1. Got to the end. Said, one hot dog, thanks. Said, do you want a hot dog and drink for $1.50? I said, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Really? I haven't even considered this. Yes, I do. I put $2 coin down, Nelson, got 50 cents change.
Oh,
I mean,
Kimber.
Not to blow everyone away with my story.
Whoa, what a rager that was.
If we have anyone out there that listens that's a filmmaker or an animator, and you want to animate or make a short film about that story, I give you permission.
Yeah, good. Add in a laugh track. if you could.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe some polite clapping at some points.
And the bit where they're like, do you want a hot dog and drink? Just to have the audience gasp.
Yeah, go. Yeah, that'd be good. The other thing I was thinking, right, I thought not just necessarily about IKEA products.
Sure.
But if there is, oh, Jesus. But if there is, a disproportionately high value on products they partially create is the thing. Maybe that's why parents always think that their kids are the best.
I've always thought this.
I think that
because you made the dumb wiener.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, isn't this sports ribbon good? No.
Yeah.
No sports ribbon is good.
No, to everybody else except your parents, it's rubbish. It's so rubbish.
Have you
it's
seen...
It's a waste of like plastic, if anything.
I'm sorry. Have you seen... another kid's picture?
Yeah.
Do you think that one's good? Yeah. It's as good as your kid's picture.
Yeah, that's right.
I just got to tell you that.
Yeah. Don't get me started on participation trophies. Oh, geez.
There's no participation trophy for podcasting. We would know. We went to an awards thing and we came out with nothing.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be, because I've got nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
I think I will have to be the uncle that, you know...
The harsh uncle.
The harsh uncle, the devil's advocate uncle, if you will.
Uncle Nelson, what do you think of my picture? I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's shit.
It's so...
I could do better than this.
My niece...
And I will. Let me show you.
My niece did some painting today, and I'll tell you. Actually, one of them wasn't bad, which was weird.
Nelson, you show me an unbiased man
picture. It was because it was like three-dimensional as well. Okay. You know, there's like paint. There's something here. I mean, don't get me wrong. She didn't intentionally like say I'm going to put layer and depth to this. Yeah.
It wasn't the melting clocks.
Yeah. It wasn't. There was no real like creative juices coming out of her when she did it. But
it's better than the average.
It's better than the average. Yeah. I think what I'll do, like especially when it comes to things like. You know, there's normally sports days and stuff at school where you get ribbons.
Sure.
If I ever go to my nieces and nephews, I'm going to buy myself like just a ton of first place ribbons. And I will just, no matter how many my nieces and nephews get, I'll just up it by one. Like, oh, I came first in three races. I'm like, I've got four first place ribbons. So... Yeah.
You know how I did that? I've got a job.
Yeah, that's right.
I know whatever I want.
I bought these for 45 cents. I got a box for $10. I literally have hundreds of these ribbons. And they mean nothing.
Do you want
your
one?
Achievements are shallow.
You want one? You're going to have to win a race.
Yeah, that's right. Or you could buy them off me if you want. That'd be pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Go to like a school sports event and try to flog ribbons to kids.
We should do black market trophies at sports events. Hey, kids, come here. And then you hear, woo. Oh, no.
It's the fuzz. It's the fuzz bell. Let's bounce.
Because that'll look fine. Just us hanging around a kid's sports day. Be like, kids, come over here.
Yeah.
We got stuff for you.
Go up to some kid.
You want to be a real winner? Come here.
Go up to some kid and be like, hey, Toby, I heard your dad thinks you're pathetic. How about you buy a few of these ribbons and show them you've got one?
Give us your lunch money, kid.
Yeah. Anywho, oh crap. Okay. Well,
let's, you're a hot mess.
Let's get into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
You get it.
Good. Okay, this first one is by.
I tell you what, I'm gonna have to be very quick to stop the Ask Reddit thing. That's very short.
Yeah, he's very short. Okay, this is by McLaren23.
Okay.
Whether you're a good person or a shit person, you will have left the world a better place when you die.
Is that true?
Do you know what? I think I had to think about this as well. It's because if you're a shit person, then you die, then nobody has to deal with you.
Okay, I
think it's really funny that we both did this. Yeah. I thought I was the idiot. I'm really glad that you confirmed that that's not the initial thought you have.
We're both idiots.
We're both idiots. Okay, that's good.
But I was thinking if you set off a nuclear bomb, they might be glad you're dead, but you didn't leave the world better.
You
left it quite physically worse.
Unless you were planning to set off another one.
Okay, so I guess this situation...
another bigger one.
I guess the situation would be, you need to be a man that set off a nuclear bomb and then publicly stated, that's it, I'm not going to do anymore.
yeah.
And then you die and they're like, I mean, the world isn't better, is it?
Yeah.
Because he said he wasn't going to do it again. I guess now that he's dead... The world is worse.
In fact, it would be worse if, like, a few days before you died, you were like, oh my God, I've seen the errors of my ways. I'm going to fix this. And then you die. You'd be like, oh, you could have left the world a much better place if he had lived.
Can I throw another scenario at you in which you could leave the world a worse place?
Okay.
But being a good person.
Okay.
You're a doctor, right? Top of your field.
Yeah.
And you're in your lab one night working on doctor science stuff.
Yep.
And you think, oh my God, I've bloody cured cancer.
Oh, done it.
And then you know what? You're so excited, you have a heart attack. You spill all your stuff everywhere, no one will ever know.
Okay.
You've left the world worse.
Oh my God.
Now that you're gone, that's worse.
But if science has told me anything, you'll probably come up with penicillin.
Okay, I think you've misunderstood.
Yeah, but I think that's what happens, you know? Because he threw out penicillin.
Yeah.
You throw out a cure for cancer.
Someone will be like, hang on, what's this in the bin?
You might just cure like feline AIDS.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Think of the positives. It's not as showy, but it's an important issue.
But it's still pretty, you know, a lot of cats out there.
Yeah. I mean, a few less with feline AIDS.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Here's another one. This is by Farlotate.
Farlotate.
If it was socially acceptable to wear the same clothes more often, most people would have a huge amount of money. Do you know what I thought about this?
Yeah.
This person thinks that it's not acceptable to wear the same clothes more, like, that often.
Yeah, of course it is.
I think that's, like, the problem with this shower thought, is the fact that it's like... No, the thing is, like, I think just... a certain percentage of people have that in their head, right? And I'm not even sure it's the majority.
Well, I would...
Do you think it's the majority? The people that are like...
I would say it's probably half-half.
Yeah, okay.
I
know a lot of girls that will buy one dress and wear it on one occasion and then never again.
Okay, so I had to talk a girl down from buying a dress the other day because we have an awards night coming up.
Yeah.
She's like, I need to buy a dress for an awards night. Yes. I was like, why? How many dresses do you have? She's like, I don't know, 30 or so.
Yeah.
I was like, well, just wear one of them because you haven't been to 30 events.
Yeah, exactly.
Where everyone has seen every one of your dresses. Also, we went to one last year and I don't know what you wore.
Yeah, exactly. No, like nobody remembers what anybody wore.
No.
I reckon I've worn the same shirt and suit combination to the last like 4 or 5 weddings I've been to. And I don't think once anybody said anything.
But... There are even people out there, and Mark Zuckerberg is one, and Barack Obama is another, who deliberately wear the same thing all the time. Because it's a theory that if your head isn't in a space where you want to be making unimportant micro decisions, you just dress the same every day, and that's just one less... especially Barack Obama said, I have to make a lot of decisions every day.
Yeah.
I want to start my day having to make that decision too.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's either gray or blue, his suit. Someone picks it for him, and he just wears it every day, and it's either one of those two suits.
You'd hate for him to, like, for there to be, like, a real big crisis. And on that same day, he's like...
he had to pick a tie.
He's, like, ripped his jeans or something, you know, ripped his suit pants, and he's like, oh, boy.
I am one less decision down today.
I've only got a certain amount of decisions in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same. Mark Zuckerberg said the same thing. He always wears a hoodie and a t-shirt and a pair of cheap runners. It's like, because, you know, I'm running a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah.
Who cares what I'm wearing? I just want to do my work. And this is just the easiest to have this combination of clothes in a bunch of different...
Yeah.
Like, he's just got a bunch of, like, versions of them, like the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just wears it every day.
Yeah, that's true. And there is a lot of, like, clothes waste in general.
Yeah.
But I do think, because this person's thing is that it is socially unacceptable to wear the same thing. Yeah. But I don't think that's true. Do you think that's true? Like, just talking about a percentage-wise, do you think the percentage is higher that some people think it's unacceptable?
It's socially unacceptable to wear the exact same T-shirt every day.
Okay.
So if you're not washing it and you're putting it back on every day,
yeah,
maybe that. But okay, if you have five versions of the exact same T-shirt, that's fine.
Okay.
That's just the T-shirt you wear.
So, like, okay, so you just get into, like, amount of... like changes of clothes, even if it is different shirt,
and that's just
whatever.
A cleanliness thing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
If you're wearing it's the same shirt, yeah, exactly. Mm.
Okay, so I guess we need more information, really.
Yeah,
this is what we need.
Right back in, let us know.
Yeah, they won't do it. Okay, here's another one. It's by Ragnarok.
Ooh,
no, Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
It's like Ragnarok without the second A.
Yeah.
Okay, losing an eye is probably the only thing that sucks a million times more the second time it happens.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was thinking about this in quite a lot of depth. I was like, but what if I lost a leg? I was like both my legs, but on different occasions.
That's
like,
true.
But it's still not as bad as losing both eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I lost my sight, I would just, there's like nothing, I don't know what I would do. I would just listen to podcasts all the time.
I mean, is that totally dissimilar to what you do currently?
I have, so much of my media is visual.
All right.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Like, I would have to, and there's only so many podcasts.
I don't know.
Okay, there's a lot of podcasts. Yeah.
Not
there's
all
so
of them
many
good.
So good podcasts. Yeah, yeah. We're not one of them. No.
I mean, please subscribe.
But obviously. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was it's a good point. Here's another one, Gambo. This is by No Less Than Three. If the thumb is not a finger, first of all, do you agree with that? Thumb is not a finger.
Yeah, I mean... It's kind of like a peanut is not a nut.
Yeah, but if we're going on technicalities, you're agreeing with that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then think about this, Gambit.
What is it?
Then there is no middle finger.
I've always had a problem with that because it's not like, because in your, if you put your palm up with your thumb,
yeah, because you're right.
It's never in the middle anyway.
You're not really including your thumb.
Yeah.
When you sort of just
that's
looking
right,
because
it's in
fingers.
A fist, but that's not in the middle of. I'm giving you the finger right now, Nelson.
Yeah.
Dear listener, I'm painting a theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Imagine me giving the finger to Nelson.
Imagine
that's not
giving someone the finger.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
That's not in the. Because the other one could also be the same. Like, that's not the middle of my hand.
Yeah, but it's because your pinky is so small that I think proportionally.
Okay. Yeah.
It sort of is a little bit more in the middle than if you put the one next to your
one.
Pinky.
That's true. That's true. Now I'm seeing
so,
it.
Wait, it's
listeners, Nelson's now giving me the finger.
Yeah. It's kind of like a 0.45.
My question is, if the thumb's not a finger, what is it? It's damn similar.
I mean, I think thumb.
Yeah. But like, why the different? Like, I guess it's got a few more joints. Like,
it's got the same amount of juice.
I don't know. My
it's
point
just
is...
It's opposable, right?
It's the Pepsi and Coke of extremities.
Is that what it means? The bottom of the part is because you can move it like sideways?
So? Yeah, back kind of like back and forth back a little and stuff like that. Bit. I can take mine off sometimes like this.
Yeah, oh my God! I think listeners got that.
Let's hope so.
That was a visual joke that I think everybody got.
Yeah.
Unless you're blind. Getting back to that point. Anyway, Cameron, let's get into Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Okay, right, it almost finished. It almost finished. Okay, this is by Zyla Ross, you are legally allowed to acquire, free of charge, mm-hmm. 1 square meter of land Ooh. Anywhere in the world and do whatever you wish with it. Where do you choose?
I'm
going to be honest. When I read this, I was like, oh, I thought I replaced that with a better question.
Not the point, Gamble.
Where's the most expensive per...
Look, it's a bad question, but that is not a good thought process.
No, I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah.
No one ever has the best idea first, do they?
Yeah. Well, okay.
You've had time to think.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I definitely thought of my answer before.
Okay. All
right. I'll give you some more time.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, who is the richest person? It's Jeff Bezos, right?
Oh.
Sure. I think it's the guy that owns Amazon. Sure. I would put it right smack bang in the middle of his house.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And then I'm like, you want it back?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Buy it off me.
Yes, good. All right. Yeah, thank you. That's where I was going with it.
I bloody done it. Oh, Nelson, stop clapping. Stop clapping, right. Mate.
I'm not.
Now, everyone, Nelson just gave me a round of applause.
Okay. I'm going to separate our mics later. So... This is what I was thinking that, right?
Yep.
But I think if you had somebody that was that rich, mm-hmm. they'd just be like, well, kind of F you. Like, I know what you're trying to do.
Right.
And I'm not going to let you get away with it. Like, they would be so rich, they'd be like, okay. And they'd just, like, move their house. They would sell the area around their house and buy up land around it and just make it, like, a garbage dump.
Yeah.
Right, and then and your one bit of land would be worth nothing.
I've got a second one.
Okay.
The middle of a runway.
That's pretty good.
Because you can't just move the whole airport.
It would
just be cheaper for them to buy it off you than to move the airport across.
I think that's true. I think there's also...
So I'm just going to put a big wall across my land. Just a big old brick wall.
Yeah, because does housing have... Oh, no, yeah. There is like height limitations normally based on council, you know, regulation.
Any kind of wall, though. Because it's not at the end of a runway. The end of a runway, they really got me there. I'll just fly over it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I forgot they take off.
But see, I'm thinking that, you know, like council regulation, they'll be like, well, sure, this is your plot of land, but you can't put anything on there.
Right. Okay.
So they're just like, oh, whatever. What are you going to do about it?
Mm.
And then, I mean, I guess you could get them on trespassing or something. Just every flight. You're just there sitting in a deck chair like,
oi!
You've got a shotgun. Just like, this is what I was thinking. Mm. We were on the same path.
Yeah. Is it exploiting people?
Obviously.
Yeah.
But who's the best person to exploit? Okay, so first I was thinking, yep, rich person. Okay, good. But
they can move.
So you want somebody? They can move house. You want somebody with money, but then you want somebody that has money and also a location that's like important.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was thinking of the Queen of England's plotted land, the square land right on top of her throne.
right.
There's probably been there for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And as if they would want to, there's no, you know, if the, you couldn't say that the council is like, hey, you can't put anything there. Cause you're like, well, there was a house here before, so I can put whatever a house would have.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put obviously a latrine, and I might have to get a helicopter in there.
Mm. Might be somewhat hard.
Fly over, get down, take a dump, get back up. It's expensive. But the Queen's not going to be happy with that. And that's going to be like, you know, sovereign soil or something.
I wonder, is that treason?
But in what? Nah, what, in what way?
Because deliberately and with malicious intent making the Queen's life hard.
No, I just be like, oh, hey, we're neighbors.
Is this where this is? Whoops.
I had no idea. I just picked a random longitude and latitude from that genie, because I'm guessing that's where we get this plot of land from, like always. Mm. Like all our questions.
What about somewhere you can get good secrets?
Oh.
What if it's like right in the situation room of the White House? Yeah. And every time there's a crisis, they have to come into your house. And you're like, I won't listen.
Yeah. Yeah. You've just got some popcorn and you're chewing.
I'll pop in these headphones. I can't hear a thing.
Yeah. And they're like, the world is going to end in 3 hours. It's going to what? Oh, sorry. Okay, that's good. How about like just for something interesting, like in the middle of a pyramid or something?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Go at a certain point. Yeah, oh! Like burrow down into it. That'd be
cool. Okay, where is... I know we've been going too long on this, but...
Yeah,
God where, damn it, Kevin. Where is a location that people always want to go to and it's hard to access? I'm thinking maybe like a Machu Picchu. All right, because you have to go up the trail, the Inca Trail.
Right, yeah.
The one just before you get there, yep. You buy that block of land and make people pay to go through.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So you're, you're almost there. You don't want to turn back, do you?
You've just got a little just gonna be like $60. Tollway thing. Yeah. Just a little arm that comes up and down. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Cambo, here's another one.
Okay.
This is by Couch Liquor. If there was a dating app where you could only see pictures of a person's room, what would you look for in a match?
I don't think I'm that big. I don't think I judge bedrooms that much. Like,
okay,
if someone had a messy bedroom,
yeah.
First of all, why would you take a photo of it?
Yeah, I'm assuming maybe it's, somebody it's like, else, like Tinder, comes over at a random time and right, you play your Tinder. Yeah. And they just go, surprise, we're doing your profile pictures.
Okay. But if I saw a messy room, I'd be like, it's par for the course. You know?
Right. Okay.
I could think of things that would be bad more than things I would want.
Yep.
You know, if they've got, I don't know, Nazi insignia or something.
Okay.
Like that.
You think that's a turn off?
Well, you know, not in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Time and a place. And that was Germany in the 30s.
Yeah.
And even that was questionable whether it should have been up, I'll be honest.
Okay. That's a good one. Just sort of like certain values that you can get the symbolism of from like, for example, if they had a cross on the wall, I probably wouldn't want, you know, that. Or
what if it's upside down, Satanist?
Or fine.
Yep.
Or Justin Bieber posters? No, thank you.
What if they're upside down, Satanist?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. maybe they had a Big Bang Theory poster or something, and a big heart around Sheldon or something. We're not gonna get up.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking though, because. Yeah, sure. Messy bedroom, I wouldn't particularly care for. I think there is an element of, and I've seen it before, but like a hoarder sort of room. There's like
stacks of newspapers or something.
Stacks of newspapers or like even just kind of rubbish and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can have a messy room, but if you've just got like actual rubbish and like dirty plates and stuff everywhere from food, I think that's just a bit more gross than I'm willing to accept. But I think the thing is, I wouldn't want somebody that has a really clean room.
Okay.
Like why is that? Because I don't think I'd get along with that person.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't think they'd get along with me. Like I don't think I have a particularly messy room. Mm. Like the messiest it gets, so there'll be like a lot of clothes on my floor.
Yeah.
But even then I try to not get it that messy. But if somebody was like, if it is this kind of like surprise scenario, right, where Tinder comes over and their room is immaculate, which assumes they keep it immaculate all the time, I don't think I want to be with that person.
Okay.
I think that's like too much.
It's not a deal breaker for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I would annoy them more than they would annoy me, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How do you mean?
Because they would just be like, oh, you've messed it up again. I'm like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, could you clean that? I'm like, soon.
I didn't think that relationship's going to last. I don't know. I just think too clean is also a problem.
Okay. You want just the right amount of clean and mess.
Just the right amount. All right, Campbell, let's get into question 31.
Okay.
We went through a series of questions, and we got you to love us. And now we're doing questions to get you to like us.
This question 31 is, how often do you get your hair cut? Where do you go? Have you ever had a bad haircut experience?
All right. Let me answer this in order.
Do you know what? For the first time ever. Okay. Now you go. Go, go.
Infrequently, wherever, yes.
Okay. I mean, I just quickly elaborate on what your bad hair experience was.
I mean, just dissatisfaction with how it looked.
Okay.
You're like, I want this style. They're like, got it. And then they don't.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're like, oh, I paid money for that. That's annoying. Yeah, That's much. Oh, first of all, have you ever come out with the exact length you wanted your hair to be?
Recently, yes.
Okay.
But never before that.
You're like, I want it this length. Then you walk out with about an inch less than you wanted. And you're like, ah.
See, I always end up with not as much as I wanted.
Okay.
That is always a problem. I feel like I've just always had hairdressers that are scared to take too much off. I think it's kind of like this thing. It's like, well, if you cut less than what you think they want off, then they're less likely, your haircutee is less likely to be angry. Because they're like, well, you didn't cut it right, but I guess it won't be as long till I have to cut it again or something. I don't know. I reckon there's some sort of weird mentality there.
But I've also never frequented a hairdresser enough to have like a common thing. Probably the closest I got is I used to live across the street from a hairdresser.
Right.
So I reckon I went to it maybe 4 times.
Okay. Yeah.
That's probably the most frequent I've ever been to one single hairdresser.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. My answers are, how often do you get a haircut? When my hair's long.
Yep.
Where do you go? I've started going to this place. I've only been there twice now. But I reckon it's the best barber I've ever found. First of all, I think as male, I shouldn't have ever been going to hairdressers. I think that's a rookie move. Mm-hmm. If you're a male, don't go to a hairdresser.
Yeah.
So went to this barber recently, and I said to you, and I recommended it to you.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just like it's like a old man barber is what it feels like.
It is, yeah.
And I went in, I was like, I don't really know what I want. I said, I normally get 3 on the sides, but I think I'd prefer 2. The first time where the hairdresser was just like, yeah, okay. And see, normally they're like, oh, are you sure? That's a bit short. So I was happy with that. And have I had a bad haircut? I don't know. No, not really ever. I've shaved my head a few times.
Mm.
And so I've never thought that, like, I've never been worried about coming out of a haircut because I felt like if I had a bad experience, I'll just shave it and it'll be fine. But I've never had that. I just don't care enough about hair.
And for those following along at home, that's another bad question from a series of what has been very bad questions.
Well, I think that I was going to say, we did go on for a bit, but we've had like a very similar question before. I was going to say this is the best of the series of questions.
Okay.
Because we want to end the show quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And we had generally gone over this before, so.
I mean, I gave you my answer and then you made me elaborate.
I know, I'm sorry. Okay. okay, let's get me to the Ask Me Anything, where listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
Barely audible.
What do you want me to do?
No, don't repeat.
Okay, we've got just one here because, you know, short episodes.
Yeah.
So this is by Dylan. I'm just going to read it. Canberra. Okay, hey fellas, here's a hypothetical for you guys. What would the adult version of an ice cream truck sell and what song would it play?
I mean, it'd probably sell ice cream. Adults like ice cream.
I mean, yeah.
But are you saying like something tantalizing that you'd be like, oh, I need to go get that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think it does mean a more adult-y. Yeah, that's true.
It's a mobile coffee truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the adult thing that everyone fucking needs.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's very... okay, that's a good answer. I was hoping for something more creative, but that's very practical and I appreciate it, the logical response that you gave. But what song would it play?
I don't know. Coffee, coffee, coffee. We sell coffee from a van. That's a song. That's an original song.
Could you imagine hearing that down the street?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the coffee van's coming.
Because you don't want it to be ambiguous about what's coming.
Yeah, but I think the idea is that, let's say this thing has always existed.
Mm.
And so just like when you hear an ice cream truck sound, you know that it's ice cream.
Mm.
But
I'm sorry, but if you heard coffee, 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 it's time for coffee, that's what we sell from this van.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't know what's coming?
Well, you would know it's coming, but
exactly, you'd be very well informed.
It's not like an enjoyable, like,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you not enjoy my song?
Yeah, you're not like, oh, I'm gonna, like, I'm so glad that while I'm here ordering this coffee, mm-hmm. I get to hear that over and over again.
Are you glad when you hear that fucking bell sound from the icon? Do you go into Spotify and listen to that?
It's far more pleasant. Then coffee.
Okay, look, I'm not the one singing it on the final record, okay? Okay. I'll get fucking Ed Sheeran or something.
Okay.
And it'll be very sweet and everyone will have it at their wedding or whatever.
He's got a pretty soothing voice.
Exactly.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
The guy that wrote all the songs for Elton John, he didn't sing them, did he? He just wrote them and he cashed the check.
Okay. And that's written, is it? Like what you just did, that's the final version?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you were going to, you know,
it doesn't have work on it. It doesn't have verses and a breakdown and a rap like section in the middle.
I think that I would like, as an adult, a milkshake truck with the song My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to You.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Because
especially
I would just find that amusing.
Especially
I'm lactose intolerant and I would love that.
Sometimes with food trucks, what they do is when they park, they add a little bit of turf down and put a little white picket fence. And you could literally have a little yard and play that song.
Okay. That's a good idea. That's all I got.
All right. Which song do you like better? My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. Or Coffee, Coffee, Coffee.
No, sing it properly again.
It's an original.
Sing it
Coffee,
again.
Coffee, Coffee, it's time for coffee. That's what this fan sells.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Again, imagine it's sung by someone better. But the tune's there.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine Ed Sheeran doing like a coffee, coffee, coffee. Everybody wants coffee.
That's not the lyrics!
Oh, shit, I've forgotten it.
It's time for coffee. That's what this van sells.
Coffee, coffee, coffee. It's time for coffee. That's what this van sells.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
It's good.
Yep.
Anyway, that's it for a show.
Yep.
We're under an hour, but only just.
Oh, we've done it. Quick.
15 minutes. We just want to say, if you'd like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, readit podcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can reach us on Facebook, at Twitter, and our subreddit. They're all READIT podcast. And if you could subscribe, that's awesome.
Yep.
And also, the episodes are normally longer and better than this. No, it's like same quality, really. More.
Yeah, same quality, but shorter. This is actually the premium
format.
Probably
the best. This is probably the best. In fact, when we started, we only wanted to go for an hour. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? See you later.